Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind?
Yeah. A couple of quick questions. Over the past 2 years, we have just been bombarded with all of the collusion and obstruction stuff. And then I heard you this morning say that they were pretty much transferring a lot of stuff to New York, that the investigation may continue that way. My question, two questions is, one is, why do you think that Trump will finally get off of his defensive method and go into an offensive mode and start putting it back on the other side? And the second question is, what power does the Attorney General actually have? I mean, can he call for an investigation or something himself, or does he just have to wait for somebody to give him something to do?
No, he can do it. He's just got to the way that the Fourth Amendment works is they just have to have some evidence of a crime. That a crime has been committed, and he can open any investigation he wants.
Okay, well then, I mean, going toward the Democrat side, everybody knows that there's crime been committed.
Oh, yeah.
So why does it not go ahead and deal with it?
It's an excellent question. See, and Doug, you have just perfectly opened the segment for me. I couldn't have done it better myself. That's the question. I want to give you three things to look for with Bill Barr, because he's our new attorney general. I don't know whose side he's on. Watch these three things. Number one, if he is truly a patriot and a disinterested, nonpartisan party who wants to get at the truth, no matter where the truth comes from, he will open investigations into James Comey, Hillary Clinton, the campaign malfeasance, the emails, and also most particularly Hillary and the FBI's role in the dossier, because they broke campaign finance law as well as perjured themselves, at least on the FBI and DOJ side. He will do that. He'll look into that. You'll see him open those investigations. We don't know yet if he will. I don't know if he's a good guy or bad guy. I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm telling you what to look for. Number two, he'll shut down the Mueller investigation. You think, wait, he already did that. No, he didn't. They just transferred it to New York. I mean, Mueller and the 17 angry Democrats won't be doing it anymore. But all the key cases were sent to the federal prosecutor's office in New York. Now, that happened before Bill Barr arrived on the scene. That was under Rip Van Sessions. But I want to point out a series of things that happened to you. And I want to point them out to you, because we don't know yet if Bill Barr is uniparty or a patriot. We don't know. Now, the media is telling you, all right, he took up for Trump, man. He came in and shut down the Mueller investigation, exonerated him. And so he's in Trump's pocket and Trump's undermining. No, we don't know that. We don't know that. Bill Barr is a Reagan appointee who was a Bush holdover. He is a Bush guy, has been for a couple of decades. Was a Reagan guy, too. Really good friends with Robert Mueller. That ought to be a warning sign. Let me remind you what happened over the last couple of weeks. I started pointing to this. I read you all the polls yesterday from, you know, last, you know, 2 years of the Trump administration, where majorities of Americans, in some cases large majorities, 59%, said Trump probably colluded with the Russians, that Trump probably had a deal with the Russians, that probably Trump probably worked with the Russians to influence the election. Okay, Americans believed this. That shifted in the last 6 weeks or so. And I know they're seeing this in the internal Democrat polling. This is just the latest example. This is from USA Today, okay? And this was March 18th, just the latest of these. poll. Half of Americans now say Trump is victim of witch hunt as trust in Mueller erodes.
Whoa.
You mean that the witch hunt was beginning to help Trump and hurt the Democrats?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's got to go. So what do you do?
Well,
the goal of the Mueller investigation was always to get inside of Trump Tower. Always. It was always to get inside the businesses, the family's businesses, the lives of the family. It did that. Under false pretenses, I might add, because there was never a crime. Now, an honest prosecutor would shut down the investigations he inherited in New York. Because they were not predicated on a crime. There was no crime. There should be no investigation. So if he is truly a patriot and he wants to do right, what is right for the justice system, he will shut those down. Watch that. That's thing number two. You're going to know whose side Bill Barr is on. I'm always bet on the Uniparty, always bet on the deep state, never bet on freedom with these guys. I have a hard time believing that Bill Barr would come out of retirement with all the political connections he has that were paying off nicely, only to be vilified by the mainstream media and have his reputation ultimately destroyed by doing what is right because it benefits Trump. So watch those two things. The New York Times gets this, folks. Headline from the New York Times, March 23rd. As Mueller report lands, prosecutorial focus moves to New York. Even as the special counsel Robert S. Mueller submitted his confidential report to the Justice Department on Friday, federal and state prosecutors are pursuing about a dozen other investigations that largely grew out of his work because they transferred them there, all but ensuring that a legal threat will continue to loom over the Trump presidency. Nothing has changed, folks. Lisa Page told us, what was the insurance policy? The one you hatched in Andy's office when Andy was the head of the FBI. Stop Trump. Highly illegal, but that's what they did. That was their coup. Stop Trump. That was the insurance policy. Trey Gowdy says, Lisa Page, what is the insurance policy? Oh, is the Russia investigation. They transferred it. They transferred it to New York. Nothing has changed. Now, they're not going to be looking for collusion anymore. That was never the goal. I've told you this from the beginning. The goal was always to get inside the Trump organizations under any premise you could and use that as opposition research. Because the whole Russia scandal is nothing but opposition research. It's nothing but oppo research. That was the whole point. Remember, at one point they were spying on Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham. They were spying on all of the Republicans in the field, probably. We know at least Trump, Lindsey Graham, and Rand Paul. That's oppo research. That's the insurance policy, was oppo research. They're still doing it. So, watch New York. Bill Barr did not start those. He was not here, our current AG. See if he shuts them down. Or allows them to continue. Just watch. Just see. Trump is not out of danger. In fact, he's in no less danger today than he was at this time last week. He did get a win because in order to shut down the Mueller investigation, they had to clear him. But the Mueller investigation was becoming a liability for them anyway. Now, I am not telling you, please do not misunderstand. I'm not predicting that Bill Barr is a bad guy. I'm not saying this is a conspiracy. I'm telling you, I don't know. No one in Washington does either. Did you hear Jeff Duncan on our show yesterday? Love Jeff Duncan. When I asked him, you know, is Bill Barr a good guy? Do you know? He hedged his bets. He doesn't know either. Nobody does. So watch this. It ain't over. Not by a long shot. Yes, it will help Trump to be able to say there's no collusion. It's going to help him big time. But they were beginning to make him into an underdog and a sort of martyr. And that had to stop when the polls shifted. And it's a little odd to you that as soon as the polls shift, they're like, ah, no more Mueller investigation. Well, at least not publicly, they transferred it. I mean, Mueller did everything he set out to do. He accomplished it. It was to get inside the Trump businesses, the Trump family finances. They got inside. They can do all the oppo research they want. Now, watch what Bill Barr does. Does he shut those down? Does he go after Hillary? Does he do a serious investigation of the other side? Now, Horowitz, his inspector general, is allegedly investigating Hillary. That doesn't count. Horowitz is crooked, too. He stole Cheryl Atkinson's hard drive. So, I mean, he's going to have to open a new original investigation. The people doing these, John Huber, they're not trustworthy. So watch for those things. Does he close down the New York investigations? And does Bill Barr open new ones or no? If not, he and Mueller just bought themselves cover to continue the FBI's insurance policy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.